Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Tony Neal, television producer, is on from Neal Productions to talk with us about a new reality television show called Escape from Fashion Island. Tony, how are you tonight? Well, we got Tony on somewhere out there. Tony, you there?
I'm right here, Phil. And I'm doing very well. I heard everything you were saying, but the cell service in Los Angeles, as you mentioned, I think on your program a couple of months ago, just keeps getting better, doesn't it?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, there isn't a place in this town now you can be sure that you got cell connection. Tony, the program that you are shopping, Escape from Fashion Island, is a reality show, which is what you do, along with, there's a lot of guys in the reality programming business. I imagine it's very competitive, isn't it?
Well, Mark Barnett has set the standard. I think that there are others who do it well. I think we do it well. I think the audience is still there for it. The production costs, again, are in line. But you have to keep challenging the parameters. And our Escape from Fashion Island, no one has ever done anything like this. No one, I think, could do anything like this other than Neal Productions. And it's taking something right out of the headlines, Phil. We see it every day, the abduction of children. And what we're doing with our television program is bringing people face-to-face with it. Are you as vigilant as you should be with your children? And I think we're doing a great service. I think, if anything, reality television does a great service. It educates. I think that's what television does. It educates and continues to educate people. It's amazing, in fact. Television has been around since the late 40s and has been educating people since the late 40s, and yet we still have a country that is not perhaps the country we want it to be. And I think what that means is people watching television are not paying attention, and they need to watch more carefully the things that we're bringing them, because we've got some phenomenal programming. And we think Escape from Fashion Island is just that.
All right. Now, this is a program that features child abduction, real child abduction, correct?
It does. We go into an average shopping mall. We have two teams. The teams are made up of college-age young men and women, and they are competing for $1 million per show. Now, you get a 13-episode pickup. You're talking about a $13 million budget simply for prize money. And the object is to successfully abduct a child from the mall and get them to the door of the mall without going outside and without being spotted by security or obviously the parents or any other shopper. And it's not as easy as you think it is.
All right. Well, that first of all, let's talk about this, because you say that the fact that you are taking a child to the door of the mall is not technically kidnapping.
It is only kidnapping if we take them outside the door of the mall. If we go through that door, it's kidnapping. What we're doing is we're abducting that child for several hundred yards. What takes place in the corridor of the mall, the object is to get to the other end of the mall with this child. And technically, it's, as I said, it's only kidnapping if the child leaves the mall. So we stop the team once they get to the door. But more importantly, the first team to successfully abduct and escape from Fashion Island wins the $1 million prize.
All right. Now, do you have the cooperation of mall security and so forth?
We do obtain their permission. They sign a release, and again, we are not technically kidnapping, just going to the door. The challenge is, what do you do when someone intervenes? Because one of the first challenges you have with abducting a child is something that many police call the hero type.
All right, and what is the hero type?
The hero type is the citizen who is not related in any way. It's just a third party observing this, and suddenly they're going to be a hero. And that's why we have teams of five people, because when these hero types try and intervene and they see that they're up against five people, they're going to back off pretty fast. Now, the next thing you have to deal with is the parent who may see this happen. This is very emotional. She's generally going to begin to cry, and she's going to rant and rave.
But these poor people don't know what's happening to them, do they?
Well, we make it worth their while. Now, this is the reason why our program is so groundbreaking. No parent is going to get upset when they find out what we are going to present to them at the end of each episode. But when the teams see a mother begin to scream, it's an emotional moment. So that's something they have to overcome. And the first team to reach the door of the mall, and that's all the way at the other end of the mall, so it's pretty exciting. You're knocking people down, you're running through stores, you're up, you know, you're knocking over displays. They win $1 million to be divided five ways with their team.
All right, let's talk about the parents. Obviously, they're going to get their child back.
Of course they do, Phil. Of course, and with our apologies. And also, we present to the parent a scholarship worth almost $50,000 toward the education of that child. So you see, yes, they are anguished, but at the end of the show, that parent has gone from frantic and frightened. They're laughing. They're overjoyed. We take pictures with our arms around each other. And
do both of the kids get scholarships?
Both of the kids?
If two kids are abducted and one team gets there first.
No. The scholarship goes to the child who was abducted by the winning team.
All right. Well, you have one child whose team didn't abduct successfully, and he doesn't win the scholarship, and he's gone through a trauma, as his parents have, for nothing.
Well, I don't want you to prejudge this, Phil. It's kind of a battle we have with the media. You haven't seen the show. And I was hoping you would simply ask questions and not pass judgment, because the show does a lot of good for college students and for kids who want to go to college.
Tony Neal with us. We're talking about Escape from Fashion Island. It's a reality show where a child is abducted, and it's all real, right, Tony? I mean, the parents don't know.
It is absolutely 100% real. At the end of each episode, in the end of each program, the parents know that it's a program, and they have a great time with it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I have to tell you, and I'm going to just say I'm speaking as a father, if one of my kids was abducted by five college-age guys and they're running away...
Well, it's a team. These are teams of men and women, Phil.
All right, well, whatever. And I'm yelling and I'm screaming and I'm running after them. And at the end of the show, someone says to me it was just a joke for a TV show, I might be tempted to begin to swing physically. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you might be tempted, but when we present to you, a $50,000 scholarship for your child...
Well, what if my kid was the one who is not winning? What if, in other words, my kid was abducted by the team that doesn't win?
If your child is abducted by the losing team... I can tell you, Phil, we've never had a problem, because most people, bottom line, want to be on television. I know they don't want their children to be
hurt. Well, Tony, let's see. When
No, I know they don't want their children to be hurt, but their children aren't being hurt. And when you tell them that they're on television and they've been enjoyed by a great many millions of people, and I'll tell you something else. After watching my show, a lot of parents are going to be watching more closely how safe their kids are. And they're going to be asking themselves, how safe are these malls?
Well, you've got one parent and a child who have had to endure this, and they come away empty-handed.
Phil, this is also something I want to mention. Our show can prevent real abductions from taking place. That's something else our show does.
Yeah, but do you hear what I'm saying? One of the parents and their child, they endure this abduction, and they come away empty-handed.
And we're hoping also, Phil, for a pickup in the spring. I'm hearing what you're saying, and I'm trying to get you to move past that and recognize how good this show is. And
no, but I'd like you to answer me directly. What happens to the parent? I don't even know. You claim that this is not illegal.
It is not illegal to grab a kid and take him to the door. It's illegal, but it's not kidnapping. That's a federal offense. So at most, our broadcast is some kind of an abduction, but you have to understand, we have the mall security cooperating. None of the kids get hurt. And it's exciting. I got to tell you, it's exciting. It's called Escape Fantasy from Fashion Island. And I don't understand why you want to keep harping on this other aspect about the children.
Because you said that I'm coming into this thing prejudiced.
Phil, you got to learn to enjoy your life again. You have to learn to enjoy television again.
Wait a minute. It's not about enjoying television. If I got a kid and...
Well, you mentioned using physical violence against the producers of the program.
If my kid's taken by some people and then they say, ha ha, you're on candid camera, I ain't going to think it's funny.
I would... suggest that you resist the temptation to pose for your audience. And
no, well, forget me then if you don't believe me. You're going to hear from people tonight who are going to call in and say they do the same thing.
The people that call in to talk shows want to impress the host. If you talk that way, they're going to call in and talk the same way. But if you talk as if you understand it's a lot of fun, then you're not going to get those kind of people. But you've already set it up so they're going to call in, and then I'm going to be... Excuse me for using the term, Phil, but you've set me up for a radio rape, and my program has not even hit the air yet.
All right. I haven't. I don't radio rape. No.
No, I think you have set me and the producers up to be raped by your callers because you don't approve of our show. Our show is...
I'm just asking the simple question. You abduct two kids. The team that abducts the kid successfully. They win $1 million. The kid gets a scholarship. What about the other kid? He gets nothing.
So you find fault with the abduction of children, and then you say, why don't they get something? And again, you're setting me up to look bad in your audience's eyes.
All right. Maybe, maybe not. The show is called Escape from Fashion Island, where a team of college students abduct kids, take them as far as the door of the mall. If they're the first one to get there, they win $1 million. And the kid who gets abducted gets a $50,000 scholarship. The other kid, the other parents, they get nothing other than the excitement of being on TV. 1-800-449-8686. Have we reached that point with television now where it's okay as a gag to abduct somebody's kid for a few hundred yards? In other words, what's the big problem with that? Have we reached the point in our insatiable lust for reality programming that a TV crew goes into a mall, abducts a kid to the door of the mall and says, whoop, you know, we're legal here. And by the way, here's 50 G's for your pain and suffering. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Did your dad ever put a banana in your shorts?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Tony, you there?
I'm right here, Phil.
Okay, I don't know whether you know it or not, but that belch went out over the air, and if we're talking about...
I apologize for that, Phil.
All right, but if we're talking about something serious here, then we need to be serious. And I have to ask you, are you appreciating what's going on here when you have a television show that proposes to abduct kids as far as the exit to the mall for $1 million and 50 grand for the parents for a scholarship?
Phil, I can tell you I'm very appreciative of it.
Well, let me ask you, are you a parent?
I am not, no.
Are you married?
I am not, no.
All right, so you're not married, you're not a parent, you don't have kids.
That doesn't mean, Phil, that I don't appreciate safety and I don't appreciate child welfare. I have two nieces and two nephews, and I will tell you that as a responsible American and citizen, I want to see children protected. This is one of the reasons why we're doing this program, to show people how easy it is to abduct their child. And I can tell you, every day we see these stories in the newspaper. Every day. Don't you think people would be grateful that when they found out the individual that abducted their child was an individual working for the crew and cast of Neil Productions, and that we were filming a television show and nothing was going to happen to that child other than they're carried back to their parent and they're awarded with a $50,000 check if they're on the winning team?
Yeah, if they're on the winning team. And the losing kid just gets carried back to his parents. 1-800...
You keep going back to that, and yet you don't seem to like the program, but then you don't like the prize money. I don't know where you stand on this.
You're right. I'm a little bit confused. 1-800-449-8686. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Tony Neal. Go ahead.
What's funny about doing something fake where a person stands? That's sick. If you do that, you're going to have more lawsuits than I've ever seen in the history. Do it. Do one show, and I guarantee you, you're going to have some lawsuits. You don't abduct children as a joke.
It's not a joke. It's a competition.
A competition? Scaring children is a competition?
No. Showing parents how easy it is for their children to be abducted for them.
Okay, you're showing the parents, but what about the children?
What about them? They're getting $50,000 in scholarship money.
How many children? One or every one that you abduct?
The children that is on the winning team. So in other words, the college students.
Now, what about the rest of the children? $50,000, you can't even buy a doggone tank of gas for it. Well, a year with $50,000, that ain't poop.
I can tell you that'll pay for 1 year at a wonderful Ivy League college, or it can pay for 4 years at a state university. I don't know what you've got in mind.
It'll help them toward a school and college.
Yes,
now,
yes.
What about the other scholarship children and the families that's going to be pissed off you done took their children?
What are the other ones that lost, you mean?
Yeah.
I think they should be grateful that they've learned a wonderful lesson, that they were dumb, so
come
dumb.
To Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to bring my son, and I'm going to act stupid. You take my son.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Why would you purposefully... You see what
because
I'm saying?
Because that's stupid what you're doing.
You're using your child as bait?
And they're going to show you...
Are you using your child... Look, John is your name, right?
Yeah.
John, I know that you're probably an old crawdad fisherman from way back, but using your child as bait, that's something else entirely.
And, well, what does that mean, a crawdad fisherman?
Well, no, he's a southerner. I'm assuming that he's taken a trip to the crawdad hole. Have you taken a trip to the crawdad hole?
Have you,
John?
You sound like a liberal. Well, that's what's wrong with you.
A liberal? I'm just asking, have you ever come out of the crawdad hole?
I'm going to go, but
look, guys,
don't make that show on TV because it sounds stupid.
Well, don't you want...
You don't take nobody's children.
Do you see how many children
I've heard of my life back?
Look, while you're down at the crawdad hole, your child is getting abducted. And I'm trying to...
Will you knock it off with the crawdad hole thing?
I'm just simply saying children are being abducted every day in this country. Wouldn't this gentleman like a good stiff lesson in... Well, you see, he hung up, didn't he?
Yes.
And I'll tell you...
I'll tell you why he hung up, because you started mocking him with the crawdad hole thing.
Well, he started saying that he was going to take his child to a mall, and he was going to use the child as bait. Now, if that doesn't sound like a couple of salmon eggs on a hook, I don't know what does. And I'm saying to you... Look, I'm an old fisherman, Phil. I've been in bass tournaments. Believe me, I know what it is to be a fisherman. And using a child as bait, using a child as a wedge of cheese and a salmon egg on a lure... is despicable. A lure is a lure. When you start jamming the cheese and the salmon egg on it, now you're just getting greedy.
I don't know the point you're making. What did you just say?
I think I made myself very clear.
I don't understand one thing you just said.
I made myself clear in terms of children being used as salmon eggs and cheese.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll go over here to Tyler. Tyler, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I was calling in. I mean...
Yes, sir.
First he said that... He's trying to teach people to protect their kids.
Absolutely,
I mean,
yes.
You're really teaching. You're teaching child molesters and stuff like that how to get people's kids and run away. And
now,
really
well, we are putting parents through a crash course in how easy it is to abduct a child. And as I said, the headlines are full of it. When are we going to start learning?
Come on, Tony. This is a television show that you're trying to make a couple of bucks on. It's an exciting reality show. What do you mean teach?
Yeah,
television is for teaching people.
Oh, baloney. There might have been a time when people believed that. Nobody believes it anymore. TV's not teaching anybody.
This gentleman here that I'm talking to, Phil, are you a father, sir?
Yeah, I am a father.
All right.
And I think if you grabbed my kid and you started running away, I'd probably shoot you. And if you got to the end of the mall and you said, hey, I'm sorry, I was trying to teach you a lesson,
all right,
not going to be good.
You just shot someone that was trying to help you.
You were trying to help take my kid and run away?
No, I'm not going to take your kid. I'm trying to teach you how easy... And first of all, why is it that I was able to get your kid and run away with him? Ah, so you haven't thought of that, have you? You've got the gun, and yet I've already got your kid, and I'm running with your kid. Now, you take a shot. What are the chances you hit that child? Didn't think of that one either, did you?
Look, I'm going to go down swinging. You're not going to get my kid and run away.
Well, you're certainly not going to take a shot in a crowded mall, are you? Are you really going to do
my
that?
My daughter? Yes, I would.
And kill, like, three people as the bullet passes through their skulls?
If it started with you, I wouldn't mind.
Well, sir, I think you're just a cowboy. I don't think you really know what you're talking about. But I will tell you,
I'm
giving you a lesson in how to... If I can grab your kid and then you make like Wyatt Earp, pull the gun, blast away, there go three guys that work at Toys R Us in a green vest, they're done. Here goes another kid down at the Penguin Frozen Yogurt Store, and your kid is still in my clutches.
I don't think that works. I think the red dot's on you, it's going to hit you.
So you're walking around. Let me ask you a question. How is it that you're walking around with a gun with a laser sight on it?
I have a permit.
Just to walk around with a laser-sighted pistol?
Yes, yes. I live in West Virginia. It's a pretty rural area. I have a permit.
All right, I'll ask you the same question I asked the last gentleman. You go down to the crawdad hole.
Will you stop with that crawdad hole?
Well, he's using his child as bait. I'm trying to make the illusion between bait and...
Yeah, I understand
that's my point. My child's not bait. My child's not for you to teach the world something. If you grab my kid and run, that's not right.
I would suggest then that you not make it so easy for me to grab your kid and run. Oh, I won that. Yeah. Score it for me.
All right, thank you. How do you figure you won?
Score it.
How do you figure you won?
2 points.
Mr. Neal, grow up. How do you figure you won?
Bob McAdoo. I'm not going to talk to you until we get back to the break. I'm tired of being manipulated.
How do you figure you won that point with that guy?
And we'll be back after this word on the Laker Broadcast Network.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line, naked. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I made a really good point
back
to that guy. And when he said what he said, I made a good point.
I don't know how you made the point. I mean, he said that he's going to shoot anybody that tries to abduct his child.
And I said to him, then why do you make it so easy to abduct your child? And he froze for that instant, which means score it, Neil. All right, Neil Productions, three-pointer. From the left side of the circle. See what I'm saying? So, Phil, it's really a matter of our television program.
Look, at what happens if you go into a mall, you grab a kid, and the father or the mother does pull a pistol and shoots one of the team members?
Well, we've got ourselves a lawsuit because...
You're going to sue them?
I'm going to sue anyone that pulls a weapon in a crowded mall, I think, is subject to a lawsuit. That's number one. Number two, the purpose of this program is to show how easy it is to kipe somebody's kid.
And what do you mean, kipe someone's kid?
What I meant is to abduct him. And if he shoots me for teaching him a lesson as to how easy it is for me to get his kid, that's insanity. That's utter insanity to blow me away because I showed you how dumb you are. I don't understand that.
All right, 1-800-449...
We're getting way far afield.
Well, keep in mind, this program is not just to promote your show. It's to ask you questions about it. 1-800-449-8686. Amy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I want to know where you think that it's okay to use a child to teach an adult a lesson. I understand what you're saying about, in some cases, parents perhaps should pay closer attention. But who are you to use a child to teach that lesson?
Well, we're not really using the child. The child doesn't know what's going on, and it's all over so quickly that whatever trauma the child suffers, we're not talking about a trauma that's going to cause the child to become a criminal. It's a trauma that maybe will cause the child to have a nervous twitch or something like that, but we're not, in other words, if they start drinking heavily, it's not our problem. What we're trying to do is show parents how the culture has changed. It's very easy to abduct children. Now, that last gentleman I spoke to with the laser sight on his pistol, and he's got his Wyatt Earp saddle, and I'm sure he rides his horse right up to the mall and has himself a splendid time. Meanwhile, his child is going out the back door with pervs.
Wait a minute. You just acknowledged that you may hurt the child, in your words, in your opinion, not that badly, but you're still acknowledging that you
right.
could
yeah.
allow it, you know...
Didn't you just say, Tony?
You are not. Who are you to make
no,
a
I'm
judgment to make
whatever,
a child suffer
no,
in
what,
any way, shape, or form
no, no,
at
no,
all?
No,
that
no.
is not your judgment to make.
But we want to keep that child alive. Let's remember, Amy, our goal is to keep that child alive. Now, if in the process of keeping that child alive, they smoke cigarettes until they're 50, is that so terrible? At least they had a life.
Well, what are you talking about, smoke cigarettes? As the result of them being abducted as an infant or as a small child, they develop a cigarette habit.
Yes.
Well, that's... That's
cigarettes have got absolutely nothing to do with this. I am talking about what makes you think that it's okay for you to cause any child any trauma whatsoever, period.
I work in the television industry, and we have a sacred trust. We have a sacred trust to educate. And we...
Oh, come on, man.
Then,
I mean...
Then do a documentary. Telling parents how easy it is to have their child abducted, but do not ever lay hands on a child.
Amy,
that is wrong.
I understand what you're saying, but you just mentioned the word documentary. Do you know, and I'm going to try to be as delicate as I can, do you know the variety of carnal acts you have to perform for distributors and producers to get a documentary exhibited?
That's
and
not
I'm,
my problem. I'm not
Christian.
In the entertainment business. That's your problem. I am saying that I don't care, for whatever reason, you do not have the right to hurt a child. You do not have the right
Absolutely.
To hurt a child.
Well, we don't know that we're hurting the child. We don't know that we're hurting the child, do we? The child,
if
all,
you
all the child knows.
If you take a child away from a parent, you are hurting them.
Well,
you
how do you know? How do
you,
maybe
person,
the child wanted to get away from the parent. Maybe the child is sick and tired of the parent. Maybe the child is disgusted with the parent. And for a brief few... And if for a brief few seconds, you've allowed that child to breathe clean, fresh air. Now, yes, you take it back to the parent. Of course you will, because that's the legal thing to do. But perhaps abducting that child...
Oh, come on. What kind of cockamamie crap? And what are you... You're coming up with all kinds of stuff.
No, I'm simply saying to you and this caller that children are...
I'm not, you're not
you know, children...
I'm coming up with stuff. You're the one who's talking about smoking cigarettes. I'm talking about the fact that you are going to take a child for whatever period of time. I don't care if it's 1 second or 1 year. You are taking a child away from the parents.
But you think that that's bad.
You have a right to do that.
You think that's bad. I'm saying it may be good. We may, the kid may, if the kid could speak, he may say to us, thank Christ you did that. Have you thought about that?
What do you mean if the kid could speak? How old are these children that you're abducting?
You know, Phil, I think this has gotten so far afield. I think this lady is completely off her rocker.
She's off her rocker.
I am right on. I am talking about the fact that you are taking children, and I'm telling you that is wrong. You're the one who's trying to get things off the subject by talking about crawdad holes and smoking cigarettes. The fact remains you are talking about taking children from their parents, and that is wrong.
Amy, I'm sorry if you are hurt by the information that it may be a blessed day for your child to get away from you for a few minutes. I'm sorry if that hurts you. But I am saying...
Oh, look, this is not about what the kid wants. That's what
this
you...
It's not about getting away from a parent for a few minutes. It's not about a kid going to school or going to the park or going to a play date. This is about a stranger taking a child. Someone this child does not know is going to be scooping them up and taking them away from the world that they do know, which is their family.
All right, can I tell
that
you...
That should not be done.
All right, Amy, can I tell you something? Let's suppose we're in the mall. There you are. There's your child. We, our team A, our blue team... which is banned, let's say, by students from Slippery Rock, and B team, or our yellow team, is from Florida State. Now, they grab the child and run. Now, the child comes back to you. You're frantic. We understand. But we present to you, with a team of photographers, a $50,000 check. And if you want, we'll make it out to you exclusively, so you don't even have to give it to the kid. Is that your problem? You're worried that you're going to have to give the 50 to the kid for education. We can make it so you can keep it.
What are you talking about now, man? You're talking about violating the
there
freaking
is no
the law?
Amount of money possible.
I think you're upset
to,
that the 50 to goes to the kid.
There is no amount of money you can give someone to replace.
No. No, your child is back.
To a child.
Your child is back with
you. That, oh, well, okay, so what if you keep the kid for 5 seconds, is that $50,000? If you keep him for 10 seconds, is that $100,000? You cannot quantify
what if we sweeten the pot?
Emotional damage with money.
What if we throw in a car?
Try to do it all the time, but you cannot do that. You cannot make that judgment.
Ma'am,
you should not emotionally hurt a child, period, and to try to make it better with money is wrong.
I don't think you can say the child's being hurt. Secondly, what if we sweetened the pot? What if we threw in a brand new C-Series Mercedes?
Oh, yeah, big deal.
Excuse me?
$35,000 Mercedes.
Why don't you understand that? Why do you think that money
get a load
is okay?
Amy, hold on for a minute. I just wanted you to notice this momentous moment. Mr. Henry here is going, woo, to a $35,000 Mercedes. That's not good enough for you?
I think you're talking to a woman here who's just been put through a trauma. Her child was taken. Now she's got the kid back. You're laying a $50,000 check on her and a C-Series Mercedes. I'd kick you. You know what I'd do.
Well, because I think you've got a tendency to react criminally to certain things, Mr. Henry. That's why this is a phone interview and I'm not in the studio. Because we remember last May, don't we?
I regretted that.
Uh-huh. Amy, do you know that Mr. Henry, when I was in his studio, do you know he came after me and tried to strangle me?
I have no idea what history you two have, and frankly, I don't care. All I'm telling you is that I would implore you not to take anyone's child for any reason, period.
Even if we sweetened the pot to $100,000, you wouldn't like that. That wouldn't make you get down on your knees and pray?
What kind of language is that to use to a mother? All right, look at Lamy, I got to take a break here.
You wouldn't get down on your knees and pray for that?
No. I would never get down and pray for anyone to take my child. There is no amount of money you could offer me.
Can I ask you this? Can I just ask you this?
Taken my child.
What if I could give you a crystal ball and you could look into the future and find out that your kid isn't going to be all that special? Would it bother you then?
Oh, that's real great, man.
No, you know what I mean. Though he's working, he's pushing a broom somewhere.
To you is irrelevant.
Right.
My child is very special to me.
But you know what I'm saying? What if we find out that he's going to be like he'll assassinate a president? Oh, something to think about.
Why are you trying to change the subject?
You know what, Amy? I got to run.
Why will you not acknowledge simply that this is wrong?
I got to take a break, Amy. I think you were very patient and you made outstanding points.
You know, Mr. Henry, the way you pander and whore yourself out.
Look at pal. I've heard enough of you, Amy. Thank you. Ooh, something to think about. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You're a butt log with legs.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And that was another good point.
This is not a basketball game.
I know that, but you will grant me that when I said to that lady, what if your kid will grow up to become a presidential assassin? She froze. Score it, Neil Productions. You see, Phil, this is about making sense. And as we make sense, we make dollars. Huh? Huh? You like it?
I'm not impressed, man.
Okay.
1-800-449-8686. Betty, go ahead. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, hello.
Yes, Betty, go right ahead.
Yes.
Hello, Betty, this is Tony Neal.
Yeah, I don't know what this guy is, you know.
How are you doing, dear?
I'm disgusting about this guy. I'm disgusting completely about this guy.
You're disgusting?
You're
disgusting. I'm not, but you are?
Everybody, I think everybody
that's what you said. You said that you, hi, Tony, I'm Betty, and I'm disgusting. That's how you led the phone call. I don't understand.
She's disgusted with you.
Well, I don't, that's not what you said, is it?
About this guy doing this show about kidnapping kids. You know, this is, I don't know how far they're going to go with these reality shows.
Well,
this is outrageous.
What reality show do you like the best? Have you watched all the reality shows?
Not all of them. You know, I don't even watch that much TV.
Let me ask you, Betty. Have you been out of the crowd at home?
Huh?
What television shows are your favorite ones?
Tony, don't make fun of the lady.
I'm not making fun. I'm asking, what are your favorite television programs? I'm interested.
I like funny shows.
Yeah, I'm in the television business, so I want to know. You like the comedies? You like the sitcom? Did you like Jerry Seinfeld's show, for instance?
Not really. No. Not too much, no.
Do you like, what funny shows are on right now, Phil?
Well, 70s Show and that kind of stuff. Oh, what's on? I mean, I don't even watch TV.
Listen, I'm not.
What the hell are we talking about? We're talking
show.
About, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
you're making money. You're making money at the suffering of parents and kids, and you don't know what the kids are going to go through and how they're going to deal later on in life. When you know.
Betty, can I ask you, darling? Darling, do you get good reception to those rabbit ears?
Listen to me.
What is that supposed to mean, Tony?
Well, I assume she doesn't have cable. Do you have cable?
Yes, I do.
Oh, so you don't have the rabbit ears?
No, I got satellite, okay? I got satellite.
You enjoy Will and Grace? Do you like Scrubs? I know Neil Flynn. He's a wonderful man.
Listen.
Will you listen to her and stop?
No amount of money is going to pay me for the suffering that I go through if one of my kids is going to...
What about a brand new Cadillac Coupe de Ville?
Okay. Nothing. No money in the world is going
to do it. Let me tell you something. Okay. The money, you wouldn't have to have tinfoil on the end of those rabbit ears.
You can't put a price on that. And you're making money out of it. If I find out what network, okay, I don't know yet what network you're going to show that
program. ABC.
I'm never going to watch. And I'm going to boycott that show, okay?
You're going to boycott the whole network?
Yeah.
Betty,
you know what, Betty, this is Phil Hendry, and I think what Tony's doing here is he's trying to get information from you about your viewing habits. And he's not really listening to you. You're saying it's disgusting, and I think a lot of people are saying these reality shows, too far, man.
Well, what do you mean, too far? They're watching them. They're making... It's too far, then how come... How about a brand new electric wheelchair or a stair climber?
Listen, these two things are
going to make... Can I ask you a question, Betty?
A million dollars.
Betty, if Eric Estrada was the one abducting the children, I think you'd have a different point of view, wouldn't you? If Eric Estrada was abducting those children, you'd like it.
Okay.
There you go. Drag Eric Estrada's name into it.
Why not? He could use the publicity. Plus,
yeah.
I can understand you teaching people how to protect the kids.
Betty, can I ask you seriously? What if the person abducting the children was Cesar Romero? Now what? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Neal, 3 points.
All right, you know what, you jackass.
You are an... That's what you are.
You called me an a-hole. In other words, you called me... The part of your body where your runny Spanish cooking comes out.
I wish that show, Unique Show, won. And people.
What Unique Show? Hey, there's a great idea.
I will say,
a show of Unique.
We don't want to see that.
How much money would a man accept?
The ratings are so low that nobody's going to watch that.
Betty, I'm asking.
Okay, we got to dump out of Betty because she said the.
She's a foul-mouthed old Spaniard. Look, Phil.
Betty, if you're there, what if the host of the show was B. Arthur and the guy doing the abducting was Ricardo Montalban, spelled occasionally by that, whatever that guy is.
What guy?
Who's the guy that was funny down there?
I don't know. What guy?
The Mexican comic.
Pele?
Pele. He's a... Oh. Ow!
Sorry, I don't know who it is. Pele, oh, he played soccer, right, bud?
Yeah, you douche.
1-800-449-8668. What am I being called a douche? This is the guy that's got freaking kids being abducted. What if he turns out to be a presidential assassin? Hey, think about that one. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Yes, Carol. This is Tony Neal. Go ahead. Very quickly, Carol.
Yes, I was wanting to comment on the gentleman that you have.
That's me. I'm Tony Neal. I'm the gentleman on the phone.
Tony, I think your idea is ludicrous. I mean, to traumatize children like that, that's wrong.
No, it's a good point. It's a good point. I'm going to have to rethink it. I thought it was a good idea.
No, it's not. Reality TV is beginning to get to be a very bad thing.
Well, you know what? Because you're so calm and so intelligent and articulate, I'm going to go with your opinion. The rest of these douchebags have been...
Would you watch your language?
Sorry.
Carol, thank you very much.
But Carol, you're a wonderful gal, and thank you. If I'm gay, and I say that because if I was a straight man, I'd jump you.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
That tears it.